Welcome to the Great People Podcast, episode 15.
Welcome to the Great People Podcast, where topics that people expect to be black and white are discussed by going into the gray areas. And now, your trio of hosts, Sebastian Zuniga, Reyna Rivera, and Randy Felice.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Great People Podcast. Man, I can't believe it's 15.
Episode 15.
Nice. So for the 15th, we got a nice little episode going on. We want to talk about, first and foremost, the question is fight or flight, which means in the face of adversity, what do? Do you face the problems? Do you run? I want to break down here with all of us here today. First and foremost, what does that even mean to you guys? Fight or flight? What does that mean for you?
Wait, didn't you have a definition, Randy? I thought that would be kind of...
I didn't have the... I mean, there's no official definition.
No, what's it mean to you guys? What's it mean to you guys?
Yeah, I guess it's more... It's the body's... I was reading on it. It's your body's response of under pressure, anxiety, or danger. Your body will decide either it's time to fight, flight, or freeze. We don't have to talk about the freezing option, but, you know, overall, your body decides to do one of those, and that kind of determines, like...
I feel like it's probably, like, you face something head-on, or you kind of brush to the side and...
I think it's got to do with how you are as a person, like your brain, the way your brain works.
So let's break that down. Let's talk about all aspects of it. First and foremost, what are some situations that you guys have been in where you either had to fight or you had to take flight? Now, let me ask you another question. This is going to be two-part. So I'm asking you where and when, right? Yeah. But the other thing, is fighting always the right answer or is taking flight always the wrong answer? Because we want to make it sound like running away or flying or something, you know. There's got to be a time for everything, right?
I think it depends on the situation. I mean, you think about something like, and crazy that we see it a lot on the news today, but like an active shooter. I think depending on where you are in the building, you either fight or you flight. You know what I mean? I feel like it kind of becomes your...
Survival.
Yeah, but, you know, almost like your responsibility at the same time. I don't know. I almost picture it like, if this dude's coming through this door, and I'm right here, maybe in a place where I can hit him with the chair or something, I feel like at that point it's like, yo, we got to be the hero today.
Someone's still pretty excited off WrestleMania.
Or you're all the way down there. Like, you're not going to come charging at a dude with a gun. So at that point it's like, yo, we got to run. We got to go.
Now, my mind, what I'm thinking is that flying, because the aspect of flying in your mind is like running away from the problem. Actually, I believe that the fighter is the person that's the survivor. So if you can't, let's say, disable the shooter or whatever it is, in that case, to me, the right thing in fighting would be to get cover or not make a big scene. That way things don't go worse than what they could have. Yeah. I think a lot of times in our mind when we're like, I was actually telling Reyna today earlier when we were talking about it before the show, that I feel like sometimes when we ask for help, or, you know, we have to humble ourselves, or there's situations where we can't handle it, and we feel like, oh, man, I'm running away from my problems. I actually think that's fighting, because it's easier just to keep, you know, quiet on certain things. But
that's true.
What do you guys think?
I agree with you. And I didn't see it that way until you actually said that today.
Breaking down so the people know what we talked about today.
So I just asked you, like, what did you think about flight or fight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was, your explanation was based on what somebody else said. Who was it? The person that you mentioned?
I forgot who I mentioned, but I was talking about it.
But I think what you guys were talking about was more like in a situation, maybe you need financial help, or maybe you need
I didn't specify anything.
Like somebody bailing you out from a situation like, yo, I really need help, or yo, I'm in trouble,
Let's break it down this way. What about the person, let's say you have some sort of addiction of some sort, and you're like, if you don't reach out to somebody, a lot of people are going to be like, oh man, that's pretty weak. But actually, that's strong for you to be like, hey man, I'm actually doing bad, I need help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Randy's like, I've covered a lot of addictions by myself, and I've gotten out of all of them, so
he's like,
I don't need y'all.
Well, I think in the end, it really depends on who you are as a person. You know, there's people that feel like they're who they are is like, I got to fight till the end. And there's just some people that will avoid the issues, the confrontation, dealing with the problem face-to-face. And I think you're more likely to, like, psychologically, I guess, run away from issues when you're more...
That's me.
Yeah.
That's literally me, because I have so much anxiety to begin with for whatever reason. I feel like it keeps me away from doing even, like, fun things, like going on that little scooter thing in California. Like, the fact that I couldn't do it the first time and it kind of scared me. I'm like, okay, flight. Like, I'm not doing this no more. So I feel like for me, in most cases, I probably do the flight thing in those type of situations. But I feel like I would hope if somebody's trying to kill me, you know, I would fight. You know, I've never been in that situation, but I would hope so.
You're going to fight by taking flight.
Well, and I was reading, you know, for example, they talked about the anxiety part and the whole fight and flight on this article that I was reading. And I think it has to do even with a lot of like things like public speaking. And I think we don't really consider it, but, you know, there's people that just get up somewhere to speak and they just, they gotta go. You know what I mean? It's just like, oh, I can't do this, or they just, you know, don't have what it takes, I guess, to, you know, come out on top of the situation and fight through it. I don't know. It's just kind of interesting because I never thought about it that way. I guess whenever I hear fight or flight, I'm thinking, this is a life of death or life or death, you know what I mean? But sometimes it could be even like the little things, like the presentation at work, or like Reyna says, anxiety, like even being out in public for you is like, yo, like, I just can't do the whole crowd.
It's like me and driving. It's like, in my mind, I'm like, okay, let me get in the car and try this time to not get lost. And I'm already like, nope, like I'm not doing this.
Well,
I'm just kind of trying to read a little bit. I had something that I looked up earlier today, but it's just something, I guess, like you were saying, maybe like an instinct of some sort that comes out, where actually what I read earlier was interesting, the fight or flight, it not only humans, but animals have it too. So, example.
Like, is it like a defense mechanism?
Yeah, because at that point, basically, like Randy said, you're basically pinned with two options, which are the fight or flight, something that you feel like attacking, some sort of anxiety, life or death situation. So, perfectly with animals, you see it. Like,
it's
if you
like
see
a goat.
What goat?
What's the goat?
What goat?
The goat that gets scared and he falls.
Oh, the ones that freeze. I can't remember. The fainting goat.
The fainting goat. If you scare them, they faint. And just.
But this is like, kind of like I was saying, there's the run, flight, or freeze. Their defense mechanism is to freeze. Hope nothing happens.
I'm thinking here of like animals. They do this perfect. Like, you see those videos of lions chasing like gazelles or whatever. Or,
and they're running, not because they're not.
That's their way of fighting. That's their survival.
Exactly. And in their own. In the whole animal kingdom, there's animals that they hunt. I mean, in that situation, they're not going to run. They're more comfortable just going, hey, like, I got to hunt or whatever. But then when there's danger, where there's another, like, big dude or big animal coming at you, then it's like, yo, I got to run. There's no way I'm fighting this off.
How do you think this relates to stuff happening, like, now?
Like, which things?
Like, let's say even, like, celebrities. Like, for example, Usher.
Firefly. What's going on with Usher right now?
With this whole scandal thing that he had.
I haven't
had the option to, I guess, fight it. Let's say to be, you know, come forward and be like, actually, like, I didn't do that. I did not sleep with all these people and give them.
I haven't heard anything from him since confession.
Yeah, because he's never confronted it. So do you think that in that
sense.
Situation he's just took
that's
a flight option?
That's the flight option.
I think that's different though, because, you know, I think to some extent he doesn't have the freedom to do whatever he wants. Now he's got to worry about what his lawyer said, his publicist. He's got all these things running through all his people. And if his management says, you know what,
or take a flight.
As much as you want to come out and defend yourself, like, the best thing to do is just let it die off. We'll fight it in court. At the end of the day, like, we know, or you know, really the truth, but there's a way to handle this whole, like, the way I look at it, like, money-hungry people, I just want to come at you and say, well, like, there was this one time 10 years ago this happened, and it just, at that point, you say, you know what, like, I'll let my lawyers handle it.
He's like, I'll let it burn.
Damn. You know what I was thinking? Fight or flight? I was also thinking, like, how can you put it into, like, fears of some sort? You know, like, something that you might be scared of, and you're like, okay, am I going to fight it?
And if I see a bee, I'm flying.
You're flying.
I'm flying, I'm running.
Because I was just thinking, like, me personally, I'm not the biggest fan of flying.
Like airlines?
I love airports. I love aviation as far as like the mechanics behind it. The science to me is amazing. But for some reason, the older that I'm getting, the more scared that I'm getting to be on a plane. It's because I start thinking, like, this is so heavy, this is that. And I'm actually thinking that here shortly, I'm going to be taking a trip, you know, that I'm going to be flying for a while. So I'm like, damn.
You can't fly on a flight. Like,
exactly.
What
are you going to do? So
but do you just... For example, do you just
what are you
say,
doing that
I'm
case?
I'm gonna just try to take a nap, and that's your way of like fighting out of it. I'm gonna sleep.
See, this is this conversation.
There's people that do take sleeping pills and just kind of knock themselves out for the flight.
See, this is a great conversation that opens up a whole lot of things. I think of that because the way that I fight things, and I just thought about that. Maybe you guys can give me some examples of what you guys do. I feel like the conversation's opening. Is the way I fight things that I get scared of or don't know, I start reading about it, try to feel more comfortable. So even though I've been on planes plenty of times, I was reading the other day, and they were saying, like, 10 reasons for you not to be scared of flying.
Yeah.
And some of the reasons were, safest way of travel. Obviously, it's a big business that makes millions of dollars. So if God forbid, one airline were to crash, that's bad enough. For that airline, that means millions, billions of dollars in fear. Not only that, but the aviation industry itself will lose tons of money, even in a day. So they're like, that's why they have to pick, these people the best they can. And I actually read this little thing that actually made me feel better, that I was thinking, like, when you're on a plane, there's a lot of, there's turbulence. And I read this thing that said that planes actually can take a lot more turbulence than the ones we ever encounter. So the turbulence factor works on a plane like a bird. When a bird flies and you see him kind of like the wind hitting him, he could still navigate it.
Well, it's just interesting because you
break it down. That's an interesting story.
I almost look at it as like...
I'm fighting people. That's what I'm doing. I'm fighting on that plane. I'm going to stay positive.
Well, and think about... conquering, to go into a little bit what you're talking
conquering
about. Conquering
fear.
Your fear. Is that fighting it or is that just like...
I think that's fighting it for me. If you conquer
the
fear.
To be able to get on the plane is fighting it?
Well, whatever it is.
Because or else I'd run. I take flight and just not get on.
You can't road trip to where you're going.
What are we thinking, guys?
Well, I'm just like, I'm thinking about, like you say, for example, for me, spiders. I'm afraid of spiders.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Peter Parker.
Arachnophobia is what it's called. But yeah, when you're scared of spiders, that's my thing. And even if I see them on TV, on a game, let's say there's a lot of them coming, it gives me the oh.
Yeah, they'll have nightmares.
And
you'll wake up fighting the spider.
But it's interesting because if I see a spider, then I'll kill it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not like, oh my God,
You kill it out of anger?
I just feel like if it's what's going to happen.
It's either me or you. Boom.
I don't live that cruel to free life. If I see something I don't like, I just kill it.
Okay, so we've kind of... we've gone really broad on everything, which is good. So, okay, fight or flight. So we've pinpointed it to fears. We've pinpointed
anxiety.
It to anxiety.
Which then I'll be the flight person
okay.
in this trio.
Then we've pinpointed it to life or death scenarios. So I guess you could do fight or flight in a lot of different things.
Now, they're both
good.
Like, I feel like
that's what I'm gonna say.
I feel like
when
you
about.
Just say one or the other, it makes one sound worse
good and
or
bad,
something.
Right?
But I feel like depending on the situation,
you have to.
You
do
have
it.
To. You can't always pick fighting. Like, were you just gonna fight everything? Like,
well, and
you can just survive.
Well, and kind of like Raina says, I think they're both good, but then you have situations depending on your type of friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if we're fighting at the club,
it's like that.
You gotta fly with me.
That's a literal
that
fight.
Video,
oh, that makes yo bring up that video. That's that video that that this week. He's like,
yo.
If my man shoots, I'm shooting. If my man fights, he's fighting.
If I die,
he's dying.
He's like,
you see his face. I like the joke one, the one that you sent out, the parody. Randy?
Yeah, the one that Randy and. No, but
that guy was gonna play.
But
that's a technical fight.
No, but to some extent, some people look at it as you didn't jump in, you're a bitch or whatever. I'm like, not for nothing, bro. But that's my way of looking out for myself. You got yourself in this dumb fight. You think I'm gonna jump in just because you were getting beat? I don't know. But it's just I think it goes many, many ways. And depending on the situation, some people look at it good and bad. If I'm somewhere and it's here comes this four guys, we got to fight, and you take off. If I stayed and I fought and I got beat up, I'm like, yo, you're a bitch because you ran off. But you may be thinking, guess why I don't have any black guys today is because I got out of there quick. You should have gotten out.
He's a flyer.
I don't know.
First class.
So the biggest thing, we've talked about, fight or flight, it seems like it covers so many things. So obviously you said fear, anxiety, life or death situations. So we were thinking, let's play a little game. We'll have a couple questions asked to us, and then we'll decide, do we fight or we fly? And we can give a little quick description of what we would do. Since it just covers so many things, I'm pretty sure the questions we have We'll have, you know, some life or death scenarios, some fun scenarios, whatever it might be. We're actually going to have Sean ask the questions for us. He's here. You know, we're going to have...
He's
Sean
here?
Please join us.
He's here.
Where'd
you come from?
Dang, I broke into your house. So that's actually one of the questions.
So, Sean's actually going to ask us the questions. We're going to go around the table. Let's do, you know, we'll start from your end. Go, Raina. Go, myself. And then we'll say fight or flight, whatever it might be. I don't know how many questions you have, but let's just make this
not
fun. Because I just think it's good because there's so many things to fight or flight about. So go ahead, Sean.
All right.
What we got?
So one of the questions. You have a one-night stand, right? You knock up a girl. You don't even know.
Or
right?
Do I get knocked up? Because that...
Yeah, in this case, Raina would get knocked up.
Yeah, you get knocked up, Raina. Everyone else...
You knock up. Okay.
What are you going to do? You going to stay and fight and try to be with that shit? Or are you just going to, you know, go to DR? Since Randy's...
Go ahead, DR. Go ahead, DR.
Fight. You handle your shit.
You said it was a one-night stand?
Yeah. You don't know the person.
I'm flying.
So
I can do that all by myself.
So you're going to, like, abort and everything?
No. I was just have the baby and just take care of the baby for myself. I don't need the father.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
But the baby might need
the
father.
Like,
cool.
How's my dad? I don't know. He was really good, I guess.
Okay, in my case, I say get a girl pregnant. I think the right thing is to fight, but doesn't mean I'm fighting with her, because I can take care of my kid. Doesn't mean I have to be with her. So if it's just a one night stand for me, I don't know you. If it's somebody
it's
I knew for a while,
issue.
You know what I mean. If I knew you for a while, cool. But if not, then hey.
Well, no, this is one night stand.
One night stand, yeah. I'm gonna be there for the baby, and I'm gonna be there for you as far as like you having my baby. But we're not in
would
it together
you,
as a relationship.
Would you probably urge that person to maybe have an abortion?
No, it all really just depends.
And I think to Sebastian's point, that's what I mean. When I say fight, it's like I'll handle the situation. Doesn't mean I'm gonna get with you, but just we'll handle it. We'll see what it is, and you know.
If she chooses abortion, that's what she
does.
That's
on her. Like, just, I'm nobody to tell her how to handle her body either.
Go ahead. Second.
All
right.
So the other one would be, or the next one, sorry, would be, if you see a younger person verbally or physically abusing the elder. So, person, you know, a little older.
How young is this person?
It shouldn't matter.
Nobody should be abusing an elderly person.
No,
a 3-year-old throwing little things at the grandma, that's different than a 19-year-old, like, body.
Well, why would you want to intervene with a 3-year-old?
No, that's what I'm asking. That's why I'm
beat
asking.
That motherfucker. All right, so a 17-year-old to, like, a 21-year-old, right, going at a 65-plus-year-old person.
Fight.
I jump in, man. Do something.
Not
wrong.
Even like physically fight, because I mean, I don't want to get my ass beat either. But I'll probably sit.
That's true. Yo, man. Honestly, me, fight or flight. I see somebody younger, beating somebody older. If it's in front of my face, I'll be like, hey, man, what are you doing? Like,
yeah.
Hey, not right now. Whatever. Go beat
not
his
right
ass.
Now.
Go beat his ass at home or something.
No,
but
whatever. You
don't do
know.
That. Don't do that. All right, next question.
All right.
Like,
so
it's like what else was he like, what baby?
Right. So you're driving by yourself,
mm-hmm.
All right?
Correct.
And you see this crazy looking person
mm-hmm.
on the side of the road, and he needs some help.
What time is this?
Or she needs some help.
Crazy.
It's gonna be at night.
It don't matter what
it's gonna
time
be
I'm
at
flying.
Night. You're gonna fight as far as help the person out, or you're gonna fly out. You know, you dip it. What's gonna do, Randy?
I think. I mean, if they look crazy and they like look like they're the trouble, then I'm flying.
So
I guess I'm out.
Okay.
I'm saying like if someone looks like they're in danger, maybe they're like seem like they're running away from something, they're scared of something, I'll stop and help. I'll do something about it.
Okay.
Good man. What about you, Ray?
I believe I can fly.
You're out.
Hold up real quick before I get to you, Sebastian. Let's switch it up real quick. You're not by yourself. You're actually with Raina, and Raina tells you, no, we driving off. And your morals are telling you, no, we're going to help this person out. Which
I jump her off in the corner.
No.
And come back.
You're such a liar.
All right, Sebastian, what about you?
No, at that point, I wouldn't do it because I'm not going to put anybody else in danger just because I want to be the hero.
I'm sorry, man. I got to fight for my life. I'm taking flight.
Yep.
So
right.
I'm out.
All right.
We all know how those movies end.
If anything, I let them know, hey, man, you're really close. You're almost there.
Yeah. If anything, yeah, I'll probably pull over with that moment. Take it easy, man. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, man, be safe out here, man. It's crazy. Got a lot of crazy people out here.
You look like you got stabbed, so you already know it's crazy out here. Keep running. All
right. Another good one. So you see, you're walking down the street, and you find a briefcase of money. Let's say $1 million.
Okay.
What are you going to do? You going to fight as far as pick it up and take it and leave and do whatever? Or are you going to just walk right past like you never seen it?
What about you, Raina? Go ahead.
I'll take it. I'm taking that shit.
All right.
All right.
Raina.
I'll take it, but I'll take it too.
the authorities. They can use it.
You're the first one locked up.
So they can. What do they have?
You know, you're Puerto Rican, right?
Thingies in there. Yeah.
Well, like
and they track it, and then I get in trouble for something.
I'm taking flight because $20 has somebody's name on it. I can assure you, a million's got somebody else's bigger name on it. Yeah. So I'm taking flight. I'm out.
You wouldn't take it?
No, I wouldn't even take it.
You wouldn't even grab like 10 G's? Like,
even the briefcase. If it was in a briefcase, I've been trained in my mind to know that's not good money. It's not good money.
Well, because think about this. Because like you kind of compare, right? Like a 20.
Mm-hmm.
You pick up a 20 and you take it home.
You don't think it twice.
Now, you see $1 million, and in a way, like, yeah, it could get you in trouble, but I almost look at it as, like, you just found it. If you stole it, that's a different story. If you were, like, somewhere and, like,
but
it's clear
that
you
found it.
I feel that somebody with $1 million is coming to get you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm feeling like. The $20 guy, listen, I lose a 20, it means a lot to me, but I ain't looking for you. I'm not looking for you. 40, I ain't looking for you.
You better start looking for me.
Well, so, yeah. I should right now be a rage if somebody stole a quarter of me. But if you have a quarter of mine, I'm coming to get you, bitch.
All right. So,
continue.
Here's one a little more drastic.
Okay.
You know, you're in the forest, you're camping by yourself. All right.
Okay. By yourself.
I don't know why you're doing that.
I'll say just camping in general.
Okay. Yeah. Or just camping as a couple, maybe 3-4 people max, right?
Okay.
And some crazy person come at you with some sort of weapon, let's say a knife.
Oof.
So that way you can.
This is the life
know,
or death.
That way you can do
lights.
That way you can do
another person
like,
that's not part of the group comes at me.
Yeah, because if it's somebody in our party, yo, put that shit down, man.
Yo, right here, real quick. So yeah. So what are you gonna do? Because I mean, if it's a knife, you can at least do some sort of hand-to-hand combat or whatnot, or area, or all you guys.
Sean is like, if you're a third-degree Hapkido,
you know
some Taekwondo.
Something. Motherfucker, he probably ain't a professional either. He's just a professional.
Okay, Randy, what do you do? Somebody, you're camping, somebody comes at you with a knife, and it's not part of your group. Fight or flight?
We're fighting.
We're fighting,
we
man.
I'm flying because I would hope that you guys would take care of it.
Nice.
If you don't need me.
Randy, what you doing?
He's fighting.
I'm fighting? Like, they're going to have to take me down.
On the side of that, I have heard, and this is some crazy technique that I actually saw the other day on YouTube. That shit was crazy. They were showing people how to fight people against knives. And you know how they do these fake demonstrations real slow and stuff like that. But they were explaining that worst case scenario. Obviously, you want to start, you don't want to do punches. You want to like do swipes towards the knife, the hand.
Mm-hmm.
But they say people do this. You cannot get stabbed because if they stab you, that's obviously the problem, especially if they twist. You're better off going for the blade itself with your hand and cutting your hand than it is to get stabbed.
Yeah, gotta get close.
Yeah.
So
now,
that's crazy. When I saw that, they were like, they would literally, like, I can't defend myself. Last thing you gotta do is put your hand on the blade and then go at the person because that would be much better than actually an organ or something.
Call me Wesley Snipes in that bitch.
Wow, that's crazy.
All right.
Continue.
Well, and one funny video that I saw, it was an army dude showing you how to fight off somebody with a knife. And they're getting ready, and when they go, the dude goes with the knife, the other one just takes off. And he's he said, that's his demonstration. That shit was funny.
All right.
So this was pretty cool. So you're already married. So this is gonna be like Randy and Raina scenario right here, right? You're already
Sean
married.
And Janet pretty soon.
You're already married. And your celebrity crush wants you.
Oh my gosh! Fight and the fighting here.
So
would be...
So the fighting is staying with your relationship, I guess.
And
flying, you flying off with that bitch.
Better yet, I also want to alter that. What if it's not? What if it doesn't all lead
to?
My bad. What if it all doesn't lead to something sexual? Where it's just like, I want to hang out with you and spend a whole day with you.
But then your wife is like, you're not fucking going.
Exactly,
because
this celebrity will treat you. They're going to buy you shit or whatever it might be. They'll
treat
you better
than your girl did.
And then you go back to your reality. It's not even, don't even throw
it. If it's not sexual, I'm going.
What about Randy? Can he go all day?
If it's not sexual, yeah.
Just a little
that's
kiss.
Not true.
No.
That's sexual.
On the cheek.
No.
A good one
there's
on the
no
cheek.
Physical contact.
So there'll be no hugging with the celebrity.
I'm going to say I'm fighting. Like, I'm going to stay with my man.
I'm going to touch the guy celebrity.
Because it's like, I feel like, you know, you put so much work into your marriage to just let some temporary thing come and mess it up. So, as tempting as it is, I'll fight.
What if the... Hold up. Let's alter that one real quick. What if the celebrity is an ex?
Like,
what?
Meaning, like, not
Ooh.
Like not a celebrity, but just, like, or
oh,
one
no,
of my
no,
exes
no.
became
like,
famous.
Like, when he actually became famous.
Yeah, one of your
was
exes
like,
became
hey,
famous.
I want to hit,
they're
they
no,
have no talent, so what did they became famous?
There's no way I'm going there, because I know they just want me bad, and obviously they still want someone.
You know, even in the celebrity world, they don't got what I got.
Yeah, you've
okay.
been,
so
been
Randy,
out in Hollywood,
so
you're
Randy's
able to
fighting
get
to
out
keep his marriage. Reyna? Reyna?
So Randy's fighting to keep his marriage.
Reyna, you're fighting too?
Yeah, of course.
Unless it's non-sexual, then you take him flight, and you're going to have a good time.
No,
because
you said that they would buy me stuff, but they're going to buy me stuff, then sure, man.
And then they buy you.
I don't get bought things every day.
Hold on.
She doesn't get
bought things
every day.
Randy, so you good with Reyna having another man spend money on her?
No.
For real.
No, I mean, it's just all consummations, but she decided to flight. She decided to go. We'll
no,
handle it afterwards.
They said that they were going
to
buy me
stuff. Right.
I know. We'll talk about it later.
obviously, you're fighting. You know, it ain't right.
Obviously, you. Are you?
Obviously, y'all are fighting. I'm flying. I'm this bitch.
No, I'm fighting too, man. You can't all do right, it. If right. you in love.
Hey, right. If it's early in a relationship, I don't really know you like that.
Deuces.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know.
Who would be your celebrity crush that you
that would do this? This is a question. Randy.
What you mean, Randy? I'm asking you.
No, Randy would be my celebrity crush, man. No, my celebrity crush would be, I have nothing but the utmost respect for Mariska Hargitay, a.k.a. Olivia Benson,
oh,
for Law and Order.
Gosh.
So I'm not putting her down there. I would say, man, who would be? I'd be like.
Who's someone that's like sexy.
She takes
Damn,
me,
why you have
like,
to, like,
she takes me out all
why
day.
Why do you have to like separate the syllables?
It has to be something
sex.
Like on a Sofia Vergara type. Something,
Sofia Vergara?
Something around that type of woman for me.
Typical Colombian that got plastic surgery. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. She's hot.
A non-funny one.
That's,
I'm just kidding.
We've never disrespected anybody's culture in this show. Until today. Wow.
sorry.
One of the questions?
Sorry, I was your first.
What would you do, be racist, fight or flight?
We fight.
I'm a racist motherfucker. Equally racist.
No, you know who I've always liked? What's her name? Salma Hayek.
Salma Hayek, yeah.
I love Salma Hayek, man.
Yeah.
Be your man.
Damn. Be your man.
All right. The next question. One next question. This is something we can all relate. We've all been in an Uber, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Let's say we're in an Uber by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
What? No.
And then.
By yourselves?
By
yeah.
yourself.
You can.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, he drives right past mm-hmm. or in the opposite direction of where you know you're supposed to be going. What you doing?
You know what?
My friend.
I wouldn't know
my
the
friend,
difference.
My friend.
I don't have a sense of direction, so I wouldn't even know.
Well, no, like you have it on your GPS too. Like, you're being
Brain is like,
it's
no, because it does show you. It does show
you.
It shows you
where you're going. It has it on GPS, and they just drive right past it. And it's been like 1 minute. You're like, okay, what's going on?
I saw Bone Collector. So I'm gonna say I'm gonna fight. Yeah. I'm gonna do some shit in that Uber.
You gonna get crazy?
What if he has like little nines and stuff when you try to open the door and it cuts you?
Like in the movie.
Okay,
yeah.
So I didn't know we were in the Saw movie.
No, it's a bone collector. They
That's
had
bone
like
collector.
Yeah, and then when you try to unlock it, it had like
mm-hmm.
blades.
I would tell him, hey man, I don't know if you noticed, but we just went past where I needed to go. If he gives me something natural, like
oh my bad,
I can't get in there. I have to flip around. My bad. Okay, man.
Dennis.
Cool. If it gives me some shit like, we're not headed there, well, I'm not paying you more.
No,
like, there's going to be problems both
I'm taking my card off the Uber.
There's problems. I'm not going where I'm going. And you're not
I think
paid.
I'm
going
to have to, like,
let me ask
who's really living
card.
In Terra Nat, bitch?
Because you're not getting paid.
If that is the case, I might have to fight, but I can't physically fight. I'm a girl.
Raina's like, I'll just talk to him until he stops.
No, I would have to just offer some...
What? Wow.
He's like, well, I was going to
well,
get there.
That's
what
it was
horse.
Going anyways.
Right. And he's like, well, I'm not looking at
you think, you
I'm
think,
just
going to
be like,
you
I'm
think
not physical.
Dude,
I just want to live, so whatever you want.
You think this dude is trying to take you for ice cream or some shit? Like,
he's here to buy me some things.
If so, I'll tell you what, if an Uber's trying to extort me for some dollars, man, like, do whatever you got to do, man. I got no fucking money for you, man.
Well, let me ask you.
I'm paying you with a coupon. This Uber.
I owe you.
The only reason I took this Uber because I got $5 off. And the ride was $4.
He's like, we're going to drive you right to your bank and you're going to take everything out of the ATM. It's going to be a scary story for everybody. It's going to be bad. I need you to get on the phone and call somebody to help you. You would be the guy.
I would call my Uber to come help me. Shit. But let me ask you, like, to switch it up a little bit, because an Uber, in the sense of fighting, even, like, you can reach out. There's usually not a division. It's just somebody's car. What if it was a taxi and you're just locked in the back? Like, there's no way for you to get to the front.
That's where you fucked up. You should take an Uber nowadays.
So at that point, you're
All seriousness, if I'm in that Uber and that shit happens to me, I'd probably say, man, I should have taken the fucking Lyft.
This shit don't happen on Lyft.
Fuck happened
with that purple sign. All right. So the next one would be, let's say, road rage. Some guy cuts you off and you flip him off, you know, the whole thing. And all of a sudden, they follow you off the exit and you were supposed to go get gas. So you parked in the gas station and they pulled up right behind you. What are you doing, Randy?
We're fighting.
They pulled right next to you.
And said, "Suck my dick." I'm just kidding. Yeah.
No, I think at that point, you know, you handle it. I guess you can tell.
So you're fighting.
I was personally right.
You're not gonna run into the gas station. No, you're
helping. No. I think part of it is like, yo, maybe we can talk. We can talk about this. Yo, what the fuck, or whatever. They cut me off.
You're just fucking around on the freeway and you pull off the...
Or, you know, regardless, I think I'll handle it. Obviously, I want them to be like, oh, you're here, let's square up and let's go. But, you know, I think you can still talk about it. You can still yell at each other. Now, if it gets physical, you got to handle what you got to handle.
What about you, Raylan? You run into the gas station? You're like, yo.
Someone pulled over and they want to fight
you. Guys, you're running after me. Save me. What you doing?
No
favors, Raina. You can't do any favors.
I'll just be like, it wasn't me.
I followed you, motherfucker.
It's 3 in the morning.
You here.
All right.
In the morning,
it wasn't
there were two cars on the highway, mine and yours, bitch. Like, damn.
It's like, it's like, okay, so without fighting, can I just stick your dick or something?
No. That doesn't work in every scenario.
You just said every scenario.
You say life or death. Like, the person's not trying.
And she can pour gasoline on you and light you on fire.
Sure.
All right, what about you, man? All
right.
Sebastian.
Damn, you meet at the gas station. Pumping gas, they're looking at you. Gotta look back and let them be the first person to say something.
Like,
damn,
what you gotta do? But
hopefully, if you're not packing, if you're not ready for the scenario, then you have to, in a ways, like,
stop slipping. That's a mentality.
So, that's a really good
question.
But
that's fighting because you're
saving yourself. No, always gotta fight because you save yourself. So, I'm always gonna fight. I'm not gonna take flight as far as like, okay, I'm pumping gas. The dude's like, I'm gonna kill you. He takes out a gun.
I'm on my car. I'm driving away.
You got it. That's the way I'm fighting that scenario.
Unless I'm strapped, then we're going to have a fucking Wild Wild West situation going on. Well, you never know.
All right. So the next one is, you're on a train. A bunch of malicious people come up in there with some, you know, automatic weapons. You're in the very last car, and they're on their way over to it. What are you going to do? You're going to try to hide? You're going to try to fight them? What are you going to do?
So we got some bad dudes coming into the train.
Got some very
bad
guys.
Is the train rolling? Is it rolling or is it stopping?
It's going, man. It's going full speed.
Yeah. I think first
initial thing. How fast does the train go?
About like 60, 70.
So if you jump out, you die?
Pretty sure.
You're definitely getting hurt.
That'd be the most evil thing you would have done yourself.
I think I would hide. Hopefully, like, if I can strategically try to do something, so maybe when they come in, I can try to get the jump on them, I will try to do that. Like,
good man,
that they're like, over there handling
stuff. Should I make it sound like it's a lot of people, too?
But yeah, but I would just...
And all I brought was my good faith to this battle.
That's what I would do. But if it is, like, if it's coming down to that and it's like, I'll fight, I mean, I'm going to go out.
Honestly, yeah. I say for me, always fight.
Okay.
Fight would be ducking at the time that we need to. And if we need to fight, like, physically, it's going to probably get to that point. God forbid that happens.
What about you?
I would hide, so I guess I would flight and hope that Randy and Sebastian protect me. But
and then
if that doesn't work out,
and then what if we need your help? And we've made a bargain.
I've always heard that if you tell the person I have kids, something will like trigger in their mind to be like, "Damn, I can kill a mom."
I mean, if I was bad, I'd be like, "Fuck your kids and you."
I got kids.
So I would lie and be like, "I have kids."
I feel bad for them. I'm gonna take.
What's your kids' names?
Hope for the best.
What's your kids' names?
Freddy.
Freddy what?
Wa. Like, you're dead.
You must be. All right. You must think I'm stupid.
And if all else fails, then, you know, gotta do some other favors, I guess.
Well, but they don't go in the train for favors. Shit.
They have an agenda.
Usually get those favors before the train.
The one thing they jumped in the train
hold
to
up,
do
though,
was
hold
not
up,
to get late.
Hold up. There's a difference between oven sex and microwave sex.
What?
You know,
what does that even mean?
You know, like a quickie or a longi.
Oh,
or a longi.
Is it a sucky?
A longi.
No, a longi.
Sucky,
you know,
or
erase
you
that.
You
erase that. I'll just die.
It
it's okay.
I'll just die. All right, continue. All right,
what
next
right. question.
So the other one would be, so my buddy, this actually happened to a buddy. He was in the club.
Okay.
He was in the club, him and his girl, and he, this girl, his girl put the phone in the back of their pocket.
Uh-huh.
This bigger guy, you know.
Bigger than him.
Bigger than him, much bigger than him. Comes by, takes it out of their pocket, walks off, and I won't say what he did, but what would you guys do in that situation?
I was like, first off, if you're a lady, don't do that. Big mistake. Or even if you're a guy, don't put your phone in the... Don't do that to yourself.
He's like,
but,
in a doodoo pocket?
Yeah. Don't do it. But I would fight. I would go and handle it. I'll be like, yo,
how would
like,
you handle
I'm going to need that phone back. Like, I saw you grab the phone. I saw you grab the phone.
I don't know what
you're
talking
phone.
About.
I'm talking about the phone you got right there. I mean,
damn,
know.
Randy, calm down. You scared me.
You're like, unlock that phone.
No, I'm talking about, like, no, we'll handle it. I think it's
I'll let him know the truth. I'll let you know that shit's going to get turned off on Monday, man. So you can hand that shit over right now. Or you can wait till Monday. I'll tell you what, man. I'm going through a rough patch. I haven't paid that shit, man. I'm already on a grace period.
Like, I use it as a camera. That's it.
You think that shit's a phone? That's a camera, bro. Wi-Fi device.
Yo.
Okay. That shit was funny. Well, and they took my girl's phone, or it's my girl, or some girl
it's
I'm
girl.
With. Because this is a girl I'm with. She got her own plan. She came,
no,
right?
No.
Damn.
It's your girl.
If it's my girl. I'm letting him know that phone's getting turned off. So, but
I'm gonna put a finger in your ass.
Whoa!
But whoa! But in all seriousness.
Someone took something from you.
I'm gonna let him know. Hey, man, I'm gonna need that phone back. I don't appreciate that. And obviously, it sounds like if the man's ready to grab somebody's phone, he's ready to fight physically.
Oh yeah,
somebody.
For sure. Yeah. All right.
So we're gonna rumble.
Sometimes they just want to take it and they just don't want problems. All
right. Well, here's a really good one. Here's a really good question.
So
right
I,
here.
I can't see.
Oh, my bad.
Raina, would you want somebody to fight for you if they took your phone?
Mm-hmm.
You or yeah?
You're. All right, Raina. In your situation, a girl took your phone.
A
wow.
girl.
Yeah, a girl.
Why?
Yeah. Your size.
A girl your size.
What
are we doing?
Like
now?
Some girl grabbed your phone.
Don't expect
your pocket.
The same, the
yes.
same way.
The same way.
Did.
A girl took your phone. Don't expect Randy to go fight
I'll
that
pull
one.
Pull her hair. I mean, like, bitch, where
so
you
fight
phone?
Right
so
away.
Fight. Yes.
She took the phone. What if the phone was
why
falling out of the back pocket? She's like, I grabbed it. Here you go.
And
no,
Raina's
you guys
like,
made it sound like she took my phone.
Okay, she took it.
Yeah, don't be.
She took it. Raina, you fighting?
Yes.
What if it's a guy? Your size.
If it's a guy, I'll confront him. It's like, hey, that's my phone. And then I will hope that I say that loud enough where everybody else turns around and is like, yeah, that's her phone.
That's her phone. Take it.
I think you watched too many
She's
movies.
Always on it anyways. Take that
Take
shit.
Take that shit. All
right. Yo,
like
so here's actually a really good one. Really good
go
one.
Ahead.
So.
Leave one off.
A cop approaches you and just starts harassing you physically. Are you
oh
gonna resist?
Gosh,
man. Are
you like
gonna resist?
Go around, like
yeah, like trying to beat you up, like pushing you around. All you got is a badge.
Yeah,
he ain't no rent a cop either.
By the way, that's a future episode we're gonna talk about.
Yeah,
we have some really good stuff for that. Me, you know, you want to be smart or you want to say, hey, I'm not gonna fight. But a human nature to me, you're gonna fight. For me,
yeah,
I'm gonna fight.
If this
God
is in public,
I get shot. But.
This is in public, like with people around.
Yeah.
If it's somewhere in public, I'll make a scene. We're fighting. Be like, you know, leave me alone or whatever it is, right? If it's private, if it's like in a like one-on-one situation, then my fighting is like, okay, like let's go to the precinct and let's figure this out, and that'll be my way of like surviving because I'm not about to get three bullets to the back of my head just for trying to be.
Yeah, I got you.
I get you. All right,
and we'll just say the last one. We'll do it. This is gonna be a little different one. It's a camping one again.
Wait, but Raina didn't answer that one.
Oh, cop.
Oh, he's forgiving
me. Oh, dang, Raina, I'm sorry.
What are you doing, Raina? You're getting beat up by the police.
So, I would fight in, like, the background. So, what I mean by that, I will be like, officer, I'm complying, blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to have my camera out. And be like,
he's
this?
Beating
no,
you
no,
up
no,
already.
No, he's assaulting
me.
He's
already
already
beating you
he
up.
He kicked me already?
Yes, you're getting beat. He's literally beating you up.
If he's beating me, then I bite back. Not fight back, guys. I did say bite. I will bite.
Okay.
Anything? It sounds like a lot of things with the mouth on the show.
So, all
right. And the next one is going to be this. This is going to just be test your character, right?
Okay.
You're camping in a tent, and all you do is hear noises on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Are
you
going to
stay
you?
Inside the tent? Or are you going to look outside the tent to see what's going on?
What kind of noise?
You're hearing
a bear maybe coming at you? I don't know. Like
you hear growling. Obviously, we're not a zoologist up in this bitch. So it's an animal growling.
It sounds like a big dog, but it might be a little bear.
I might actually just tell Randy, he's like, let's pack our shit and leave.
Well, you know what's funny? They just reminded me of the comedian. I think personally, I would have to get out and see what's going on. Because if it's if it's some shit that we gotta run, then I gotta know. I'm not gonna get caught inside a camping tent and get devoured and that shit. Like, yo,
because it's happening.
Exactly. Like, I feel like I gotta go check it out. And if it's a situation, we gotta run. But it reminded me of the situation of that comedian when he's like, why is it that women always want the guy that pays the bills and all that to get up when there's some shit? Like, someone's breaking into your house, be like, get up, check it out. I'm like, shit, I paid the bills.
He's like, I should be the last one being sent anywhere.
If I get killed, all this is fucked.
Yeah, all that equal rights shit, but you don't want to equally pay out the bill. Yeah.
Whoa.
I would say I'd have to definitely, like, I'd have to see, at least peek and see what it did.
Like, look out.
It almost made me think, like,
you have to cut a hole in the side of the tank.
No, you can look through the little zipper thing down
the It's not a grown bear, you see a little cub.
That means the family's around.
But that means the family's close.
Oh, damn, we all
took that. We all seen that much on Animal Planet. Hey, little bear, where's your mom? Where's your mom, little bear?
Where's your home?
Is your name Yogi?
Wow.
All right, Randall, what about you? What you doing?
No, I said I was going
to send somebody.
Take my shit and leave.
Oh, that moment you hear noise,
that moment
you're out.
Gonna unpack pack shit.
I'm not a nature person. I'd
like,
be wondering what the heck am I doing there to begin with.
It's like a little squirrel just biting into a nut.
Rena's like, fuck this, I'm out.
Alright.
Cool. So one more. And this is just kind of like, because we were kind of talking about it. So you're at home, someone's breaking into your house. You hear someone forcing a window or forcing their way through the door. They're banging, trying to break the door down.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
What do you do?
Well, I'm going to tell you what the person's going to hear. You're going to hear a little 12-gauge go, cock, cock on that bitch.
And then you hear an AK fire back. Just kidding!
Well,
you hear...
Hey, I think we all seen like how to camp and shit, you know, on these games. You can spray through the walls.
I would hide in the closet and call 911.
So see, for me, we have an alarm. We have an alarm system. I will hit what is the distress signal, which is silent, just calls the cops and everybody. And then I think I will just hide and wait it out.
Great.
No, shit.
I thought something more like hilarious was going to come after that. He's like, I'm just going to hide.
No.
Randy's trying to be quiet. Dude was just walking through the house. She's like, don't be a bitch. Get out there. They hear you. They're like, oh, there must be the room.
Because I guess, I don't
Randy,
know.
Do some shit, man. They're out there stealing.
I don't know what
they're... Pretend you have a gun.
Well, I don't know what... And I can tell you, most people that break into houses, they just want the TV, the PlayStation. And whatever, and honestly, it may not be worth it.
You wouldn't fight for your place.
Shit, no, like my home insurance
almost knocked me out last time I tried to play a game. I just gotta come in this bitch and steal it. Take it.
The most he's gonna do is try to talk you out of it.
No, what I'm saying is my home insurance will take care of that. Like, I don't gotta catch a bullet just because of some noise or some shit. Like, yo, like that's what I got a security system for. So I don't have to be swinging. Otherwise, I wouldn't have it. And when someone breaks in, I'm going to go with my bat. Or whatever. Like,
would
like,
you at least protect Omega?
Yeah. Omega sleeps with us, so I guess, he'll be locked into the room.
Oh, that's what we're going to hide, the room?
And he'll be barking. Or doing the noise he does.
He's like,
no. No, anyways. No,
I'm going to get out of this house quick.
If it comes down to that, where it's like, okay, now you're like at a close proximity, then we got to handle it. But if I just hear some shit, like...
Raina's like, what do you mean, we?
Reyna, what do you do? Reyna, what do you do? You're by yourself, Randy. He went on a business trip. He had to go for his job. He had to go 2-3 days on his job because he's done that before. And then you're here. Well, shit, I'm here now. Yeah. And I'm out, too. And it's just you.
Damn.
And Javi's playing games.
So he
gonna hear shit. He might think the shooting's from the game.
I guess I would just have to, because I don't think I remember the distress code.
Oh, shit. This is a great time to remember.
It's nothing. It's just our wedding date. But hey.
Oh, shit. She like that shit gets me nervous.
Like, 4-0? Just kidding. No, well, now I know. I guess I'll do that then. and hide with Omega and hopefully.
Oh, so it's okay for you to hide, but I gotta go catch
it. What else am I supposed to do?
Raina's like, I'll be hiding. Go handle it.
Handle it. No, but yeah, what do you do, Sebastian? You're home alone. You hear some shit going down.
He's like, I'm here. How about press that number?
If I get to the number, I get to the number. If I'm packing, I'm shooting.
Yeah.
I'm going out and I'm shooting.
You're going out, you're figuring out.
Yeah. If I don't have nothing on me to defend myself, then really I just got to stay in there and I got to, you know, hopefully call 911 or, you know, something like that. So
cool.
And that's my situation right now, because obviously if there's kids involved, little kids,
yeah,
then we're thinking different.
No, but you got to, yeah, I feel like at that point it's different. Cool.
I use my bow and arrow. Take my
right
time.
So.
Okay.
All right.
Like, pew, pew. The freaking nerd bow and arrow. They're like,
pew, pew.
Hey, stay still.
Hey, I want to hit you. Stay there.
All right, let's go. Right, that was the game. The game was fun. We want to thank Sean for asking all them questions and everybody participating.
That was fun. So for the next segment, as always, we're going to do our 3-2-1. For those of you guys that are new to the podcast, this is where we all talk about something that was impactful for us through the week, whether it was something that was good or bad or sad or funny.
Reflect on it, basically. Something we take away from the week.
Yeah, something you took away from the week. For me, one thing that was impactful, the J. Cole's new album that dropped, KOD.
KOD is nice.
I thought it was fire, and what I really kind of liked about it was
1985,
that,
go on.
Yeah, that shit was fire.
Hear that.
For me, was just that, and I figured he was going to do that, but just he stuck to rapping, and I just like that he didn't try to do this whole new sound. Or
he does him.
Or
like
he does him, and he's, you know, because I feel like I miss that in music today. Like all these little pumps and little chunks and little everything, it just,
well,
like
those are,
whoa,
they good too.
I don't even know what the fuck they're doing nowadays. Anyways, my opinion, I don't like it. No, but I'm saying, like,
I'm with
just,
you, I'm with
I appreciate
you. I like
that
what J. Cole
it.
Did. It was nice.
He kept the G. KOD. Listen to it if you haven't. It's out.
If you like
hip hop,
you gotta listen to it.
Correct.
What about you, Raina? What'd you take away
from
it? What was something?
What was impactful? I feel like communication overall was impactful for me this week. I had a lot of heart to hearts with my close friends, with my husband. And it was just, it played a really big part in my week, and it made me feel more uplifted and more positive.
Why was I excluded in these? I don't remember any hard times.
You've been busy all week.
Yes.
You've been feeling sick is what you, I've been sick, guys. I can't come around.
But yeah, but I feel like it was very needed, and I appreciate you all.
That's a good one. That's a good
Let
one.
Me say that again. I appreciate you all.
Thank you very much. We
what about you,
too.
Sebastian?
We love you. I'm actually going to kind of piggyback of what you said of something about music. So I'm going to talk about, I've never been, but I'd like to go to Coachella maybe sometime.
Oh, yeah.
But
Beachella?
Just to see like everything Coachella. That's going on. And we had J Balvin sing with Beyonce. So
that
I thought
was
that
fire.
Was really, really dope. Especially because right now this Latin movement, like the Latin urban music, Latin trap, this Latin pop, it's really getting its due right now where you see like Will Smith hanging out with Nicki Jam. And then you see Maluma's going to have a song with Pharrell. So I just like this whole fusion in this time right now. That was good.
And it was pretty cool to see. I guess I didn't know. And I think Raina was the one that mentioned it, but I guess I didn't know that. Like Beyonce was doing the thing 2 weekends in a row. Like,
correct. Yeah.
Two shows, and it was kind of cool to see her bring him out. First of all, singing the song that she was, you know, featured in for the remix behind it, and then J Balvin coming out. You could tell he was so excited to be
just
there.
Just be there.
And it's big for the culture.
That's
big
what I'm saying. That's big
the
for the
movement.
Culture. So, and all Latins, everything. So it was cool.
PR.
And on a side note, though, something really impactful, man. Yo, because if you know me, you know basketball. I'm huge on basketball. It's playoff basketball right now. LeBron James, to me, is the best player today that plays the game. And that man's got no help on my team. So if he loses this series, it's not him. Like I could just hear it now. LeBron sucks and this and that.
Would you even say some of the coaching? Like I think sometimes
it's a mixture of everything. It's coaching.
It's the coaching is the team.
And who knows? Maybe he's not the easiest player to play with because that's what now everybody's trying to say.
Yeah, everybody has an excuse.
But the man has taken, you know, lesser teams really far. I'm just saying that I'm really impacted by him as far as the leader that he is. You don't hear anything bad coming out of like his camp.
If anybody from the Cavs is listening, help the dude out.
Help
please.
LeBron,
yeah.
Man.
This is awesome.
No, but Kyle, shout out to Kyle.
No, I'm like, I think, you know, they're all doing their part. It's just not what's. It needs more effort.
It needs more effort. Yeah.
From what we
I'm
can
not saying
from the eyeball test.
Yeah, from the eyeball from here. We don't know because I'm not playing the game out there. I just feel like he's.
Wait, they need less cheating on the team.
It's not that. It's just they need to play better.
Wow.
All right, everybody on that Chloe Ben.
She forgave him. Cheating doesn't hurt.
She stayed with him.
It doesn't.
She stayed with him.
It doesn't hurt basketball.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, and that's that. So now we're going to continue to our People's Note. Rain, explain what that is for the people.
Yeah, so if you're a new listener, the People's Note is our version of the quote of the day. For tonight, we have, be a lover, not a fighter, but always fight for what you love.
I like that. Nice. I like that a lot. That almost reminds me of what something that I heard one time that was like...
Like on Great People Podcast?
Exactly. Go ahead, continue.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's it.
No.
I was going to say something stupid, but...
So, anyways, but yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. Episode 15. Thank you for the support.
Big episode's coming.
Yeah, we got some more coming. We're going to have some guests coming in future episodes.
We have some fun topics.
Yeah, so if you haven't yet, subscribe, comment down below, like it, share it with your friends. Follow us on Instagram at Great People Podcast. Everywhere else, Twitter, Great People Podcast. You can look it up. Follow us everywhere. Yeah, again, Instagram, Great People Podcast. On Twitter, Great PPL Podcast. On Facebook, we have a page, Great People Podcast. But anyways, thanks for the support. Leave us down below anything you want us to talk about in the future. Any suggestions for improvement, anything like that. But again, subscribe if you haven't. Thanks for all the support. We're going to be here again next week.
Shout out to everybody that listens and supports. Yeah. You know, we appreciate you here. 15 episodes in, so it's crazy to even think that we've done this many. Yeah. And yeah, cut.